time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Well, if you noticed, I'm trying a new mic out, and so I'm going to take a few takes or a few episodes to iron out the nuances of it, but I hope the message will come clear today. Hey, we're just a week or so away from the new year, so I hope you're all doing wonderful and getting prepared for the holidays and taking time to reflect and appreciate family and friends and health and abundance and all the other things that are happening in your life, because all of those are happening. If you think they're not, because you're not focusing on what really is happening in your life. And the mind is a very powerful tool that we have that we can use. And so what I'd like to do today is go over 11 laws of the mind that might help you determine how to move forward in 2016, how to finish up 2015. So let's get right into it. Well, the first law is that thoughts are things, meaning that thoughts aren't just random occurrences inside our brain or inside our head. These are actual things. They have electromagnetic energy to them, and they create our reality, and they are like electricity. We don't see electricity. We see the effects of electricity. Our thoughts are the same way, and we can start to treat our thoughts as things, as electricity, as a very powerful, powerful tool. We can then start to take back control of our life. Next one, number two, thoughts are bidirectional. What that means is that we pick up on other people's thoughts, since this is energy and we are transmitting energy and we are receiving energy and our mind is energy and our thoughts are energy. It acts like a two-way radio, if you will. So it's sending thoughts and it's receiving thoughts. So the question is, what thoughts are you sending out to the world? Are you sending out thoughts of love, joy, abundance, happiness? Or are you sending out thoughts of anger, depression, and hatred, and lack, and scarcity? You don't have to intentionally focus those thoughts on any specific person. Just thinking those thoughts is sending that energy out into the world. Number three, thoughts are like magnets. And I know we've all experienced this. When a thought is emotionalized, very emotionalized, it will attract similar thoughts. So if you wake up in the morning and stub your toe and go, my gosh, this hurts, it's going to be a lousy day, well, all of a sudden, all the thoughts that support why it's going to be a lousy day is going to come into your mind. And one after another, and then it starts to spiral out of control. Well, the same can happen for the positive thoughts. They can spiral out of control as well. So when we start thinking really great thoughts with emotion, and here's the key, these thoughts, because it's so easy for us to go into the negative side, if you will, or the dark side, now that Star Wars has been released, the dark side of this energy, it's so easy. We really get emotional with it. Yet when we start to go to the light side, we don't get those emotions, and so we wonder why it doesn't work. Well, it's the emotions that attract those other thoughts. It's the feelings behind the thoughts that attract other similar thoughts. So if you want to shift, make sure you have the emotions behind it. Number four, the mind follows directions. It gives you, when you start using your conscious mind to give it directions, to give your body direction, and when you start using your conscious mind to give your unconscious mind direction, which is, out of the two, more important, because 95% of your behavior is determined by your unconscious mind. So using your conscious mind to say, this is what I want to have happen today. This is what I'm going to do today. These are the actions I'm going to take. These are the people I'm going to say hello to. These are the things that I'm going to do. It will follow those directions. And if you start rehearsing some bad event, some argument that you've had, or keep replaying some discussion that you've had with a coworker or a spouse or a significant other, your mind is going to follow those directions, and it's going to create behaviors that support that argument that you had, if you will. Number five, the mind externalizes instructions. So the behavioral, the speech, the actions that you demonstrate in the outer world are expressions of your internal frames of mind. That means what you're thinking, you are projecting, or you are talking, you are behaving. So the mind has to externalize these thoughts. So what happens is we think a thought, we create some emotion with it. So then we get into a state. And then with this state, we take actions, and then these actions produce results. This is the basis of the TFAR model, right? Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. So whatever thoughts you're thinking, they will eventually externalize in the world. Number six, the mind runs on representations. That is, it runs on images. Your unconscious mind runs on images and representations. And the more expressive, the more vivid, the more dramatic, the more sensory specific, it's easier for you to tell your minds what to do and what to go. This is the root of what most people call visualization, but in reality, it's mental rehearsal. So what pictures are you creating in your mind that your mind is then going to create behaviors to externalize? Are you looking at arguments? Are you looking at scarcity? Are you thinking about how you're not making money, about how your health is poor, on a myriad of things? When you start thinking those thoughts and creating pictures in your mind, your mind has no choice but to try to manifest them externally. Number seven, the mind transitions in and out of the present moment. I am sure we all have experienced this. You're driving to work, you get to work, and you go, how did I get here? I didn't even pay attention. You may be having a conversation with a friend or a significant other, and you drift off to the football game that's on, or perhaps something else, the shopping that you want to do, and then you come back and go, wow, I didn't hear a word this person said. So knowing that, the key is then to understand how we can stay present in the moment, because the mind will transition in and out. And the mind is kind of like a puppy, right? We just need to keep training it. You could be 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. If you haven't trained your puppy, it's untrained. And just age has nothing to do with the behavior of your mind. These are 11 laws of the mind that are always there. Once you know they're there, then you can work with these laws. Then you can start to work with your mind. But it doesn't matter how old you are, that your mind is still going to behave the same way. So, you know, a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 40-year-old, the mind still transitions in and out of the present so knowing that, you can become aware of that. And then you can be responsible for being in the now and staying present as much as possible. Number eight, the mind induces states. That means moods, right? Oh, I'm in a bad mood. I'm in this mood. I'm in that mood. Well, the mind induces that. Again, we start looking at, you know, feelings. Feelings are states. Feelings are moods. And you can have a feeling right now and then turns to a state. And if you hold that state for a week, then it could become a mood, and then it could become a temperament. And so as we keep repeating these feelings that we have, these states, it becomes part of our personality. So we need to make sure that when we are the T-farm model again, that when we start thinking thoughts, it's going to induce a state. And if you wonder why you're not feeling happy most of the time, or how can I stop feeling sad, well, it's because of the thoughts that you're thinking. And so now with these 11 laws of the mind, you are now aware of this, and now you can start to take responsibility for changing your own mood. You and only you can change that mood. And let me give you an example. If you're feeling less than enthusiastic, less than happy, less than where you'd like to be, if you can, I would do this right now. I want you to stand up. I want you to go on your tippy toes. I want you to tip your head back and look at the sky. I want you to open your arms out wide as if you're giving the world a big hug. And I want you to smile and notice the feeling, how it changes. Up on your toes, open your arms, look up to the sky and smile. You cannot feel sad in that position. If you are doing all of those things, you will feel a lot better. So you can induce those states physically, but also with the mind. Number 9, the mind goes in circles. Oh my gosh, you know, we would think after a while that we would have new thoughts every day. But every day we think this, 90% of our thoughts, and I don't have the study in front of me, but there's approximately 90 to 95% of our thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday, which are the same thoughts we had the day before, which are the same thoughts we had the day before. And when we are in this day, we go in circles. We do the same thing over and over and over. And we wonder why we can't make progress in our life. We wonder why things aren't changing. Well, if you go back and listen to these, or go to the blog and look at these 11 facts of the mind, if we keep repeating the same thoughts and give the mind the same representation, the mind is going to create the same results. And heck, this sounds like Groundhog Day, doesn't it? So when we know the mind goes in circles, so here's the thing, is we're almost done with this, but once you know these 11 laws of the mind, you have no excuse for not having a better life, for not having more success, for not having more happiness, because all of these 11 laws of the mind remove any excuse that you might have. And so the mind goes in circles. Well, if we know the mind goes in circles, what new thoughts can you think today? Even if it's one or two, and then the next day, what one or two? Because if we know the mind goes in circles and you start planting good thoughts today, you'll start to repeat those good thoughts tomorrow, and then you add those good, and then you add two more thoughts to that. And then in a few days, you're going to have 10, 20, 30, 40 good new thoughts that are going to manifest into your reality and create a different life for you. Number 10, the law of patterns. If you look back on your life, there's patterns in nature all over. There are the Fibonacci numbers have been proven within nature, and you can look that up. But we live our life in patterns. And we know that every so many years something happens. How many of us said, "Oh, it's flu season. It's time to get I get a flu at least once a year." Well, that is a pattern that you're creating with that thought and that self-talk. But if you go back and look at times in your life, in your relationships, and other things, you will start to see patterns, because the mind goes in circles, and we want to manifest that. We will see patterns in our life. And when we can take the time to look at our patterns, what is our income? How high do we get? How low do we get? When do we start to have fights with our significant other? What's going on? What happens here? What's happened? Where does our weight go up and down? Where does our happiness go up and down? All of these are patterns. And when we can start to track those patterns, we then understand about how the mind goes in circles. And we're now understanding how to change it. So you could think of patterns or as tracks, right? If you're out in the snow and you see some tracks, you go, "Oh, that's a bunny rabbit." And you go, "Okay, so there's tracks." So you know those tracks are leading to something. Well, this is the same thing as patterns. We have patterns. When we can acknowledge the patterns, they're tracks in the snow showing us what's going on. And number 11, the mind frame things, meaning that the mind gives things meaning. Every event, every single external event that you see has no meaning to it. The only meaning to the event is what you project into it. And when we know that we are projecting that meaning into the event, then we can, what we call, reframe it, reframe that event. You know, we go, this is a bad event, this is a good event, this is this event. Well, we can reframe the meaning of events. I'm not saying that some events are horrific. I'm not saying that they're not horrible, but that would be also our framing of it as a society. And as a society, we deem certain events as horrific. But I'm talking about more, let's get down to how it affects your life. Yes, the world news is out there, and the news is the news because it's not the norm. It's the abnormal, and that's why they call it news. But really, how does that affect your life? What I'm talking about here is the mind frame things. You specifically, when you are walking through your day and you are saying this is bad or this means this or whatever it is, this is affecting your life. That's what's important. That's what's important, because when you can change your life, you can change your family's life, your friend's life, and then a massive change will happen. But it only will happen once you start to reframe things. And so there you go. Those are the 11 laws of the mind. I'm going to put these up on the blog where this podcast is being hosted, which is warriormindcoach.com/blog. If you want some work and some help around these and how to implement them in your life, please contact me for introductory consultation, or you could even pick up my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It will really help out with this specifically. So I will not be doing a podcast next week. That is going to be the Christmas week, so I'm taking that week off. I will be doing one the following, which is the day after, or would be that New Year's. So if you like this podcast, please let me know. If you have some topics you'd like to cover, you would like me to cover in 2016, please let me know as well. You can do so by providing feedback at warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.